The air is turning crisper, the days are getting shorter, it's inching closer and closer toward Halloween, and for a lot of us, it's the ideal time to shirk all responsibilities, stay inside, and watch some horror movies. Every year, Hollywood studios plan for a massive horror hit to take over theaters in late October and rake in some easy money. But that doesn't seem to be the case in 2019. It Chapter 2 has already flooded the market, and it wasn't all that good anyway. So allow me to shine a light on a couple of my favorite scary movies from the last few months, both of which were overlooked and are now available on VOD. I'll start with Annabelle Comes Home, a movie I walked into dragging my feet. It is, assuming my arithmetic is correct, the seventh entry in the ever-expanding Conjuring film series, and the third to center around the possessed doll that sits in a glass case and just looks at you in a weird way while bad stuff happens. That's Annabelle, of course, which I've never found to be a particularly compelling or creepy screen presence, despite the series' insistence that it's porcelain evil. But unlike a lot of the Conjuring spin-offs, Annabelle Comes Home is more concerned with atmosphere than shocks. It's closer in spirit to the first Conjuring, in that it's basically a catalog of 1970s horror tropes. The split-level house at the end of a sleepy neighborhood, the babysitter left home alone at night, the cursed talisman unleashing unspeakable evils that go scurrying through the shadows. Though famed 70s demonologists Ed and Lorraine Warren return here, they're supporting players this time. Our protagonists are their young daughter, her shy teenage babysitter, and her much more adventurous friend, who hears the Warrens have a basement full of cursed objects they absolutely, positively are not allowed to go into. But the laws of the ghost story require all rules to be broken almost immediately, because she sneaks down into the cellar, hoping one of the possessed objects, a piano or a typewriter or an old tube television set, will allow her to communicate with her recently deceased father, whose death she feels responsible for. You know what happens next. Annabelle Comes Home is the directorial debut of Gary Dauberman, who has written several Conjuring sequels and both It films, and here he understands that an empty suburban house can be one of the scariest places in the world after the sun goes down. I was taken aback by how quiet and slow-burning this is, and that it's about the long mounting tension in between scares rather than the scares themselves. But if supernatural horror isn't your thing, then allow me to suggest a good creature feature. You've no doubt seen some crazy headlines coming out of Florida, so perhaps Crawl is closer to a documentary than it is schlocky drive-in fodder. It begins with a college student named Haley, who's preparing to evacuate from her Florida town before a Category 5 hurricane barrels down on the state. On her way to drier ground, Haley can't get a hold of her father, and when she heads over to the family home that's on the verge of foreclosure, she discovers that he's had an accident and is injured in a crawl space beneath the house. But before they can escape, they're surrounded by some bloodthirsty alligators, which snap their jaws menacingly and slither through tight spots, and snack on everyone who comes anywhere near the house, from the cops who come to check on the neighborhood to looters rifling through the cash register in the gas station across the street. Crawl is the latest film from director Alexander Aja, who began his career with scuzzy fare like High Tension and The Hills Have Eyes, and most recently made The Shallows, one of the best killer shark movies ever. A low bar to clear, to be sure. Crawl is almost as good, and it's about as efficient and expedient as the alligators themselves. Pretty soon the water is at waist level and people are being pulled under one by one, though the smartest of the beasts team up to chomp down on different parts of a person and then swim off in opposite directions with a leg, arm, etc. This is a quick and dirty thriller, one that runs less than 90 minutes and doesn't waste a second on extraneous character development or unnecessary subplots. Drive-in theaters aren't all that common these days, but this is the kind of genre movie that would be right at home on a giant outdoor screen on a chilly autumn night. Program It and Annabelle Comes Home as a makeshift double feature, and I don't think you'll be disappointed. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.